This is Razia Iqbal with NewsHour live from the BBC in London. To Myanmar now, and today the head of the Independent Investigative Mechanism for Myanmar is delivering a report to the Human Rights Council. Their investigations include what took place in 2017 when the Muslim minority, the Rohingyas in Rakhine State, were forced out of their homes. They also collected evidence to indicate crimes committed since the military took power in February 2021. Let's speak to the head of the IIMM, Nick Kunjan. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us what's in this report.
Well, unfortunately, I had to report to the council that tragically, the crimes, international crimes in Myanmar continue to be committed. If anything, the violence is intensifying. More people are suffering. And the cycle of impunity of those who have power and ignore the law continues.
And you have more detailed evidence now than you had before. How have you come about that?
Well, we've collected evidence from a variety of sources, from some very brave individuals that have come forward and shared evidence with us, all kinds of documents, geospatial imagery, social media evidence. We've collected millions of items of evidence and are in the process of analyzing and organizing that.
Indicating in particular evidence of sexual and gender-based violence and crimes against children as well.
Unfortunately, there is evidence of that has been occurring, particularly in the post-coup violence. We've seen detentions and some sexual violence in detentions, and children sometimes being targeted as a means of getting to their parents.
Can you give us any details on stories that these, you describe them as brave people sharing this with you?
Well, those are quite confidential because we want to keep the people safe. And that has become a real challenge as individuals step forward and want to provide us with information. Those that have particularly valuable information and whom we want to get, possibly bring to a court, we need to get them to a safe place. And for that, we need the cooperation of states that can help us. And we have received some of that, but it's something we're very much in the process of working on.
It's precisely the reason I asked you for that. I understand that you can't reveal specific details, but what happens next? How is this evidence, how can it be used to bring those who are alleged to have committed crimes to justice?
Well, our mechanism simply gathers evidence to share with judicial authorities. But we are fortunate that there are some ongoing processes now, particularly in relation to the Rohingya issue. There's an investigation at the International Criminal Court, and we're sharing information with the court. And there also is currently litigation at the International Court of Justice, where the Gambia, a signatory to the Convention for the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide, alleges that Myanmar, another signatory, has failed to live up to its obligations under the convention.
You must be concerned, though, that all of this evidence gathering, there's an awful lot of information we already know, but that it's going to be very hard to hold people to account immediately.
Well, that's true, and that's pretty much always true in international criminal justice. But what we've seen historically in some of the cases that I've worked on is eventually people are brought to justice.
Thank you very much indeed, Nick Kunjan, from the International Independent Investigative Mechanism for Myanmar.